It's a little after 3 o'clock on Friday, the 15th day of this trip. I left Camarwheel, which is a very small outback town, about soon after one. I had a nice breakfast there, eggs, bacon and baked beans and toast, and followed that up with a sausage roll and an ice cream and 750 mils of iced coffee. So I left with a quite a full stomach, heading westwards. I've got a long stretch now, 270k to the Barclay Homestead Roadhouse. That's the only habitation for 267 kilometres. And then there's no more habitation after that for another 170 kilometres to the Stuart Highway. Having left it soon after one, there's no way I'll cover the distance to Barclay today. My goal is to get there about 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, in time for breakfast. I figure 270k, including stops and stuff, is probably 13 to 14 hours of riding. So somewhere along the road tonight, I'll get 3 or 4 hours sleep, depending on when I get tired. It's quite a long stretch with no supplies. It's a warmish afternoon, not as hot as they expected. They were expecting 30 degrees centigrade. I would guess it's about 25, 26, the sun out. Although there is starting to be some high cloud around in small patches. There's a reasonably strong wind, but it keeps shifting around. Sometimes it's against me, like it is right now. And occasionally I feel like it's behind me, which is good. A lot of the time it's just across me. A lot of people have been questioning me about my nutrition, which I'll admit is not fantastic, but then the choice isn't that great. So for this particular leg of 270 kilometres, I left Camarwheel with 2.5 litres of water, 2 litres of Coca-Cola, 1 litre of Powerade, that's the sports drink, 2 pieces of carrot cake, that was the only kind of that kind of food that they had at Camarwheel, and 3 packets of confectionery, a packet of jelly beans, a packet of some kind of jubes, and some other kind of packet of jubes. And that's what I'll eat for the next 18, 24 hours. Given I'll be sleeping some of that, I don't think it'll be a problem. I really doubt if I'll go through all the fluids, since a lot of the travel will be overnight and it's a lot cooler then. And this is pretty much the regime I've been following up till now, and haven't really got hungry except for one time. The countryside is really flat grassland now, out on both sides as far as the eye can see. Brownish grass. I haven't seen any cattle. I presume there are some around. Red soil. Every now and then there's a dry creek crossing, coming up to one now. You can recognise it because there's a slight downhill grade to the creek crossing, which is often just a shallow bridge. There's usually no water in the creeks, but there is a line of trees that grow in the creek bed, and you can see that line extending out to both sides. As you approach, and in the distance you can see other lines of trees, which are presumably other creek crossings. I feel okay at the moment. No doubt I'll start to get tired as the sun sets, and I'll have a snooze somewhere suitable when that happens.